Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 30th Sutra, Chapter 2. Ahinsa satyasteya brahmacharya parigrahaya mah. The five external disciplines of Yam include Ahinsa, non-violence, Satya, truthfulness, Asteya, non-stealing, Brahmacharya, constant search for Brahman, Aparigraha, total absence of greed. What attitudes towards others precede the actions of the enlightened? Ones that are born of selfless motivations, wisdom and love that seek the welfare of everyone involved. These same attitudes, listed here as the Yam, are virtues that strengthen and purify the mind. These principles of respect concern relationships with others, but do not exclude the relationship with the self. Sometimes situations arise in which one might have to choose one principle of Yam over another. The principles are listed in order of priority. The first principle, non-violence, encompasses all the others. It has priority over the second over the third, and so on. In other words, respect non-violence before truthfulness, and truthfulness before non-stealing, search for enlightenment, and non-possessiveness. Yam also means restraint or death. Yam is the god of death. What have these wonderful, positive, noble qualities to do with the god of death? It is said we must at least once a month go to the crematorium or to a hospital to meet a terminally ill patient. It will make us realize that life is finite and fleeting. It will also make us realize the futility of the superficial worries and anxieties, the hollowness of the material things vying for our attention, competing for our affections. An encounter with death helps us recognize what truly matters, because most of it that tends to occupy us simply doesn't matter. When all hopes, aspirations, fears, anxieties, and motivations drop dead, what survives is the tremendous intelligence. We may call it the God within. What happens in the light of that intelligence is Yam. That is Yam. That itself is self-discipline, self-restraint. Yam is self-restraint in a very subtle and beautiful way, not in the manner of suppression or self-denial. Turning attention upon itself is the key. Such a person's life is absolutely natural and therefore devoid of tension and confusion. There, another intelligence functions. We may call that intelligence God, divine power. Restraint of this quality cannot possibly be defined or codified into sets of thou shall and thou shall not. If we entertain hope that this virtue is going to lead us to heaven or give us a better next life, then it is not a virtue. Virtue which has a motivation either relating to this world or to a future life is not virtue at all. There is a parallel here with Sutra 4, Chapter 3, which describes dharana, dhyana and samadhi, concentration, meditation and superconscious state as samyam. Samyam is perfection, while yam is the preparatory state. One is preparation and other is perfection. This means that yam also involves inner awareness and vigilance, insight. If the insight is not there, we merely surround ourselves with these do's and don'ts, and the self continues to flourish, to get stronger and stronger. What is needed is insight, which becomes aware, vaguely in the beginning and later perfectly. That, what is called the self, I, me, is perhaps non-existent. So in the Samyam state, there is direct awareness that the self does not exist. In the Yam state, the same reality is not seen so clearly. The eight limbs of Yoga Sutra have Yam on one end and Samyam on the other. Encountering death on the two ends so as to live life fully in the center. To live life in the now. We will continue with this sutra tomorrow. Yam, the first of the eight limbs of Ashtang Yoga, has five external virtues. These virtues are better understood as preparation for actions, not a do's and don'ts list, but attitudes towards others that naturally flow out from inside us. How do we build these as natural attitudes? Something that will come to us as second nature, by instinct. Not to be forced upon, not to be imposed. Patanjali has addressed this issue as a psychoanalyst, highlighting fear as one of the main factors that needs to be addressed. Fear is one of the major factors that brings out the worst in us. If we want to bring out the best in us, we have to uproot the threat of fear inside us. Facing our fears head-on is the best way to overcome them. If we try to run away from our fears or avoid them, the fear tends to grow bigger, and the more anxious or scared we get. Whatever our fear, if we come face to face with it, it starts to evaporate. Patanjali believes that the best way to overcome our fears is to dive in head first and confront our biggest fear head on. And if we can face our biggest fear and overcome it, all other fears will pale in comparison. There cannot be a bigger fear than the fear of death. Hence, Patanjali's first limb in yoga is Yam, the god of death. Coming face to face with death will allow us to overcome our biggest fear. That would help us remove our other fears, the source of our anxieties and unfavorable attitudes. Now let us relook at the five virtues of Yam. First is Ahimsa, non-violence. Violence is a reaction to fear, threat to existence. If this fear is removed from the source, non-violence can come natural to us. So is the second, truthfulness. Its opposite, anxiety and lying, is again linked to fear. Fear of facing the consequences or even just to fit in. Overcome the fear and truthfulness may come spontaneous for us. And the third virtue, non-stealing. Stealing is caused out of fear of inadequacy. Eliminate the fear and non-stealing may become intrinsic to us. The fifth virtue, non-possessiveness or non-hoarding. Possessiveness and hoarding gets its power from fear of insecurity. Getting rid of the fear can make non-possessiveness instinctive. Having overcome the fears, the virtue of Brahmacharya, the constant search for the Brahman, can get ingrained in us effortlessly. This goes to show why Patanjali has chosen Yam, the god of death, to get us out of our comfort zones, to jump into the unknown, to help make the five external virtues our second nature. We will discuss these five virtues of Yam individually and continue with the sutra tomorrow.